The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
For me, we're going to need both those guys, too. We're going to need all those guys. I mean, all those running backs are doing such a good job. They all do a couple things a little bit different. Javonte goes in there first. Melvin, I mean, we want to get them both the ball quite a bit because they're very good football players, and I love how both of those guys are coming along.
There's Nathaniel Hackett talking about the running back timeshare. Do you think it'll be a timeshare? Or is Melvin Gordon going to have to accept the fact you are now moving into the stage of your career where you are the complimentary back? Be happy with whatever scraps you get off the table.
I don't think it'll be scraps off the table. I think there'll be more of a I think he'll be more in a complimentary position, but I think he'll get opportunities, you know, plenty of opportunities. So, and you know, if he all of a sudden, you know, pops one game, has odd hand, he may end up getting more carries than Javonte Williams, but I think there are definitely situations too that like short yardage, red zone stuff that Melvin Gordon has proven to be really good at. I think there'll be a pretty fair divvying up of plays.
That's to be one of the interesting storylines of this season is how does Melvin Gordon accept a reduced role? This is a guy who, since you go back to his time in college, has been the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Been the guy here, got paid to be the guy here. Now, all of a sudden, he spent a lot of time out in free agency,
right.
Came back here on basically a veteran minimum type plus deal. It's not like people were clamoring for his services or anything like that. I'm curious to see how he handles this new stage of his career.
Right. Yeah. No,
does he handle it with maturity?
I think. Oh,
and understand, hey, this is a great opportunity. I can hang around
sure.
the league longer now.
I think there's no question he'll handle it with maturity, but he'll be ready to go as well, and he's going to compete. I mean, that's you don't get to this stage of your life as a player without a very, you know, strong competitive desire.
Next on the Morning Brew.
It was a third down period. Offense versus defense is really competition period. You know, whoever offense got the first down, they win the competition. If we stopped them, you know, we win. So, you know, we had to make a play. That just goes to show how we've been competing at a high level each and every day, getting each other better. So.
It was the offense's day yesterday. They bounced back after the defense won on Wednesday. But the play of the day was submitted by Pat Surtain, who, as he just described, went up high on a 50-50 ball with Cortland Sutton and made a beautiful play to knock it away. And just a reminder why the rest of the NFL, I know it's always going to be a bit of a controversial pick here, especially if Justin Fields or Squishy Mac go on to have great careers.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, on plays like that, you can see why people salivate over PS2.
Yeah, I don't know why it would be controversial because you got Russell Wilson. So, who cares? Like, who cares if Justin Fields plays well or Squishy Mac becomes a great player? We got a great player. And now we got...
yeah. I was waiting for you.
Yeah. We got two great players. So, yeah, Justin Fields is awesome. Justin Fields. Pat Surtain is awesome.
Freudian
Justin Fields
slip.
Not. Yeah, Justin
Don't
Fields
let
not.
D-Mac get a hold of that clip.
Yeah, Justin Fields not awesome. Yet, but could be. Nice kid. What about the competition between, you know, wouldn't you love to see Cortland Sutton come back and rip that ball away? Wouldn't you love to see Cortland?
Oh, I don't know. That was a great play.
It was.
Once Surtain made that kind of play, I don't think there was anything that Sutton could have done about it. It was just a great play.
No, I'm just saying I'd like to see Sutton. I want to see Sutton have that moment in camp where we're like, he's back.
I think it's more important that I see Surtain make that kind of play because when you take a corner that high, I think for a lot of fans, it's like, well, show me the kind of plays where he individually makes the that's why we went out and drafted
right.
him.
That's
the kind of play. Third down play, get right. off the field, we get the ball back.
Worry about that because we drafted him to be that guy. We drafted him that high, and he has proven to be that guy. He proved that in his rookie year. I want to see Cortland. We paid him. We paid him to win that 50-50 ball competition. Did we not?
That's a good question. You know what?
So that's why I want to see Cortland. I want to see.
I think I'd rather see Surtain get the better of those plays.
Oh, see, I want to see Courtland hit the stride with the confidence that here we go now. Now I'm gonna be the threat that I was what year two. You know, that's what I want to see. I want to see him have that moment.
By the way, Fever, I've said Squishy Mac now three times, so you owe me three squeaks. Thank you. Next on the Morning Brew.
Oh, man, I love Russ. We have a great connection. Our kids are hanging out together, man. It's always fun to see that, you know, because our kids are so close in age. This makes it fun, but I love Russ. I truly do. I think it's fun to have a mobile quarterback, you know, a guy that can move. Maybe you're a little late off the ball. You're just going to push the guy around the rim, and then, you know, he steps up and throws a bomb to Courtney or Tim or, you know, Judy, one of our star receivers. So you just watch that ball fly, and you're like, man, that's nice. But, you know, it's fun. I think every day we're getting better. He's getting better, and it's going to be fun to see what we can do this season.
All right, Boldsy, very upbeat, very optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah.
Part of what I'd expect in the early stages of camp, everything is awesome. But I don't know. All the stuff we've heard out of Seattle camp, and heck, all the stuff I've heard from you, that playing in front of Russell Wilson for an offensive lineman is kind of a challenge because this is a guy who will hold on to the ball. He'll pull the ball back down. He'll start to scramble around. And as an offensive lineman who probably goes out there with the idea, hey, I got to do my job, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four, and balls out, now all of a sudden plays are getting extended and my quarterback may get hit. May not necessarily be my fault, but everyone's going to blame me.
That's a guy play with John. Elway would, motor around in the pocket, buy some time, hold the ball, make a big play down the football.
Not as much by the time you got to him.
He would still do it, though.
Yeah,
he would still do
like
it.
Not like in the early days.
Well, no, not like in the early days, but part of that was, you know, survival. Part of that was, man, I got no protection, so I got to motor all. But Elway would do that. You know, the bottom line is it's just an adjustment. And the other thing is Russ is going to have to, again, this is part of the maturation process that goes on with every player as you get older. As you get older, some of your skills diminish from the standpoint of athleticism. You're going to have to be better at quote-unquote, taking the profit.
Next on the Morning Brew.
On a 1-1 from Gomber. He lifts the ball to right center field towards the gap and pass Skrcic. The Dodgers lead this game 11-0 in the fourth inning as Cody Bellinger drives home two with a double.
Dodger TV. Well, the Rockies still have a winning record against the Dodgers here at home, you know, this year.
Wow.
So they got, wow. They got
it's amazing.
They got that going for them.
So, where are they in the second half?
I believe that's 9-8.
That's the second half since the
It's since
All-Star break.
No, you don't. That's not the second half. The second half is starting with game number 82, and there's still a game over 500. But yeah, they got beat up last night, 13-0, by the Dodgers.
Yeah, that was a
Rockies committed.
That's assault, brother.
Right. They committed three errors. Rockies are 3-15 this year when they commit two or more errors in a game.
Weren't they like a really for years? They pride themselves on great defensive team, and they just haven't been a very good defensive team.
That's a great observation. Yeah, no matter what you would have said about how bad the Rockies were, they always were pretty good defensively. Guys like Tulo and Story and Cargo and Helton. They were always
LeMahieu. Remember him? Used to be good.
That Arenado guy.
Arenado was pretty decent.
Yeah,
Helton.
But you're right. This year, not very good defensively. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.